from WPGU News. Here are today's holiday headlines, only on WPGU's 107.1.
From WPGU News, I'm Amelia Benson. It's Thursday, December 11th, 2025, also known as Reading Day for students at the university, which means the time has come once again for WPGU News to go into hibernation through the winter. Before we go, however, our news team would like to present a very special broadcast chock full of holiday cheer. Starting off with news from within our very own studio. We've finally had our window fixed after Carl Turkey's Thanksgiving disappearance and... I'm sorry. Hold on for just a second. There's someone at the door.
You again? You're not supposed to be here.
You know, this was a really wonderful wall. Hello, this is WPGU. Carl Turkey speaking. You're on the air. Who's on the line?
Name's Noel Gallagher.
Welcome back. Your tour was great.
What?
Never mind. What can I do for you today, Noel?
What? No. Noel? Noel. Sorry. Anyway, I think there must be something wrong with me, Carl. Christmas is coming, but I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel. I just don't understand Christmas, I guess. And it's Noel, by the way, not Noel.
What? Noel? Your name's No?
What? No. Noel.
Yeah, no. Noel. I know. L.
No. Noel. Can we get back to Christmas, please?
Well, for someone named Noel, you seem to be lacking some Christmas cheer.
It's Noel!
It's Noel?
Yes. That's what I've been saying this whole time. My whole life, everyone calls me Noel around Christmas time. My whole family, they mock me. They make fun of my name. They make fun of me. The whole year, all I want from Christmas is for someone to understand me. Sometimes, when I was younger, I would sit and pretend in front of our Christmas tree in the early morning that I was named Noel. And I'd laugh with my family's jokes and be happy over the holidays. That I would have a small group of friends to come around like the kids in Charlie Brown to sing Christmas carols. We celebrate these things about Christmas, these little aesthetic touches, but they don't exist. They don't exist.
I'm sorry, Noel, but I think maybe what you're talking about you've already found. I mean, I understand it. I'm a turkey, right? We escape Thanksgiving and then get chased back into ovens for the rest of the holidays. I can't celebrate Christmas traditionally, like, at all. For me, I just appreciate that I have people calling in to ask me about their problems, you know? I always wish that I could have had more, but this little bit is enough for me. It's enough. For that, I'm grateful. I think it's counting your losses but counting your blessings in the same breath. And, well, if you want to be called Noel, then go for it. That's what Christmas is all about, Noel Gallagher.
Thanks, Carl. Happy holidays.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. When a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel.
From the whole team behind Carl Turkey,
Happy Holidays!
Well, there truly has been no shortage of excitement in this studio, listeners. Regardless, let's move right along and bring back a fan favorite with a twist. This is your World News Roundup, Holidays Around the World edition. In European countries, St. Nicholas Day is a popular December holiday that's celebrated on December 6th in Western Christian nations, while in Eastern Orthodox nations, it's celebrated December 19th. Commemorating the saint's death, celebrations include special foods, parades, and gift-giving. The most common way to celebrate is leaving shoes or clogs out overnight for St. Nicholas to fill with small gifts. In the Scandinavian region, St. Lucia Day is celebrated on December 13th and often marks the beginning of Christmas. When singing carols or waking up their families in the morning, many girls wear red sashes over white gowns, adorned with a wreath of candles on their head. Mulled wine, twisted saffron buns, and ginger snaps are often eaten as a traditional treat. Several Latin American countries will celebrate Las Posadas, which takes place December 16th through the 24th, and commemorates the journey of the Virgin Mary and Joseph's search for lodging in Bethlehem. Families and communities will often come together and celebrate during a church service, or will party, eating special foods such as tamales and pozole, complete with the breaking of a star-shaped piñata. Jewish communities around the world celebrate Hanukkah, which takes place between December 14th and the 22nd. The holiday is observed by lighting one candle on the menorah each night, which commemorates the ancient miracle of the temple oil lasting 8 days. Families often gather for prayers, eat traditional foods like latkes and challah bread, and play games such as dreidel. Similarly to Hanukkah, Kwanzaa is a cultural holiday that honors African American heritage and is celebrated between December 26th and January 1st. Inspired by the beginning of the harvest season in Africa, families celebrate by lighting one candle on the kinara each night and share a large feast, which often involves traditional African American or Pan-African cuisine. A kikombe cha umoja, a unity cup, is passed around to honor ancestors, and celebrations continue with storytelling, dancing, and gifts. And while it falls slightly later on the calendar, many countries in Asia celebrate the Lunar New Year, which is a 15-day-long festival beginning in late January under the first full moon of the year. The festivities mark the beginning of the new year and are often celebrated with family gatherings, fireworks, and rituals like sweeping the house to get rid of bad luck. Children are often given hongbao, which are red envelopes filled with money by elders. No matter which traditions you celebrate this season, we at WPGU wish everyone a happy holiday. Next, with less than 2 weeks until Christmas, news correspondent Faith Rowley has some advice. We all know someone who gives the worst gifts possible during the holidays. Don't let yourself be that person this year and follow this gift guide. Moms spend so much time during the holidays to make sure everything is perfect, which is exactly why they deserve a great gift. Stay clear of risky presents like kitchenware and cookbooks. Trust me, your mom does not want to think about cooking anymore after the holidays. Instead, get her something relaxing like a massage or a facial. She's going to need it after she listens to you and your siblings argue. For the college students out there, saying that your presence is a present is not a good gift. While your parents might be happy that you're home, that happiness only lasts so long. After a month of winter break, they're going to want you out of the house. But as a fellow college student, please give us money. While it may be boring, money is what we need the most, just don't ask what we're spending it on. I know it's frowned upon, but regifting presents is much more common than you think. A statewide survey commissioned by the Illinois Lottery revealed that nearly 8 in 10 Illinoisans say they don't mind receiving regifted presents. I know it's tempting to regift presents to your siblings or in-laws, but it's definitely not the goal. Instead, follow the recommendations by the Illinois Lottery's holiday survey, listing fuzzy slippers and pajamas as the most wanted gifts. Make sure you're not your family's Scrooge this year and get your gift-giving on. Coming up, news correspondent Sophie Van Sagy with a potentially controversial segment.
Picture this. It's 8 p.m. You're watching a classic Christmas movie. The tree is lit and the house is decorated. You grab your phone and hit play on a brand new holiday playlist and... oh, turn that down! Are you sick of hearing the same holiday songs over and over and over again? Well, so is the WPGU News Department, and let me share with you our personal worst of the worst. Christmas is supposed to be filled with joy and cheer, not death by reindeer. Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer is coming in at number 5, because why poor grandma? Our news correspondents sit with dread each Christmas Eve in fear of awakening to the sight of a flattened meemaw. Merry Christmas, you say? More like scary Christmas. In the number 4 spot, we have the very famous, very classic Jingle Bell Rock. I can hear the gasps already. WPGU, how can you say that Jingle Bell Rock is the worst Christmas song? After one of our correspondents had to perform the same song for every Christmas concert since they could even remember the lyrics, they believe that it can finally be put to a rest. Our number 3 spot may come as a surprise to some, but mostly because nobody even knows what it is. That's Christmas to Me? By Pentatonix? Well, it's sure to anger all Midwestern mallgoers between December 1st and December 25th. What happens when you mix a cappella, uninspiring lyrics, and bro country to create a holiday hit? A volume at 0. It's time. Yeah, turn that down. All I Want for Christmas Is You hits our number 2 spot. We get it. She's defrosting. Let's stay frozen for a year, okay? Enough said. And finally, in the number 1 spot, drumroll please, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. The passion against this song runs rampant in the WPGU news department, stealing the angelic voices of our beloved chipmunks and profiting off of their beauty. Of any animal you could have chosen, you landed on a hippopotamus? More like hippanonymous. And that, my friends, is what we will be turning down this season. From all of us holiday Scrooges, goodbye to you all.
Next, WPGU News correspondent Nick Rocho answers an age-old question. The debate of whether or not John McTiernan's 1988 classic Die Hard is a Christmas movie has obviously been around since the beginning of time. So today is the day we confirm that Die Hard is in fact a Christmas movie, contrary to what some might believe. First and foremost, the film goes beyond just taking place during the titular holiday. Many of the film's most memorable lines, including, "Now I have a machine gun, ho ho ho," only take place because these characters embrace the fact that it's Christmas Eve. Furthermore, a main reason why the film isn't seen as a Christmas movie is because of the fact that it's an action film, which is a genre that the holiday isn't necessarily associated with, especially when compared to the rest of the franchise. This first film and its sequel, Die Hard 2, are the only films that take place on Christmas, with the rest filling in as generic action films. So, if you're looking to have an action-packed, holly jolly Christmas, pop in Die Hard for a bloody festive time. With that being said, yippee-ki-yay, listeners. Next, WPGU News reporting live from the field.
Good day. This is news correspondent Grace Avila with your daily made-up traffic update. Starting off easy, we're keeping an eye on a developing situation at the corner of Wright Street and Chalmers. Looks like a multi-car pileup, currently about 8 vehicles involved, possibly 9. Tow trucks are en route, and first responders are already on the scene trying to get a Nissan Murano off the roof of Gregory Hall. And, okay, we're getting word that the pileup was caused by, oh dear, apparently someone's grandmother's been mowed down by, seriously? Someone's grandmother has been hit by a reindeer. The victim's grandson reportedly saw the collision occur as they were walking home from the Illini Union. The victim had allegedly been, quote, drinking too much eggnog, end quote, and ignored her family's pleas to stay out of the roads under the impression that surviving the Reagan administration also made her impervious to moving vehicles. She also allegedly forewent taking her medication, but paramedics have not yet gotten a conclusive blood sample, considering she's in critical condition with hoof prints on her forehead and Klaus marks on her back. The collision appears to be a hit and run, seeing as there are no reindeer on the scene. More updates to come, and remember, be safe. It's beginning to look a lot like carnage.
Before we wrap this broadcast up, WPGU News correspondents Sean Farnsley and Macy Long wish our listeners the best during this stressful week. To prevent burnout and manage stress, students should prioritize their own well-being by getting adequate sleep, proper nutrition, and hydration. Maintaining your physical health is just as important as your intellectual health, so stop by the ARC Gym. Doing so will let you have a break from cramming, and your body will love you for it. But remember that your mental health matters. It is extremely vital to take occasional breaks from studying and be sure to talk to your friends and family. Resources that can help you during this pressing time include McKinley's Stress Management Program and individual counseling at the Counseling Center. Finally, to finish this semester of news and nonsense, we bring you this final segment, a gift.
This is Gavin Westlake reporting for WPGU News live from the North Pole with a very special guest. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners at home? So how are things going here in the North Pole? Obviously, it's a very busy time of year for you. So how do you find time to relax and spend time with Mrs. Claus and the elves? That sounds lovely. I'm sure you have some great times. Chris, if I can call you that, I have a friend back at the station who'd like another cat for Christmas. Do you have anything to say to her? I'll be sure to let her know you feel that way. You know, kids are constantly writing and telling me what they'd like for Christmas. I was even just guilty of that. So I just wanted to be the one person to ask, what is it that you'd like for Christmas? I see. That is certainly an interesting response. Well, it's been great talking to you. And I don't want to hold you too long on account of all the work you have to get back to. But could I just ask one last thing from you? Could I just get a quick rock on WPGU? Thank you so much for your time. Once again, this has been Gavin Westlake reporting live for WPGU News from the North Pole.
Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Mac Jones, Olivia Revelon, Faith Routley, Sophie Van Saggy, Nick Rocho, Gavin Westlake, Grace Avila, Sean Farnsley, and Macy Long. This broadcast also featured the voices and gobbles of Mac Jones, Grace Avila, Gavin Westlake, and Thomas Bergeson, with segments hosted by Sophie Van Saggy, Gavin Westlake, and Grace Avila. From WPGU News, this has been your news director, Amelia Benson.